gives for the poor, 10th and final chapter. First halacha, we are obligated to be very careful with regard to the mitzvah of tzedakah, even more so than any other positive commandment. Second halacha, a person will never become poor because of giving tzedakah, and no bad thing will happen to a person as a result of tzedakah. If a person is cruel and does not have compassion on others, we suspect his lineage, because this is not a Jewish trait. All the Jewish people and those who attach themselves to the Jewish people are like brothers. And if one brother will not show compassion to another, who will? To whom should the poor of Israel lift up their eyes? Third halacha. Anyone who turns his eyes away from giving tzedakah is considered rebellious, in the same way that someone who worships false gods is considered rebellious. And when the poor cry out, God listens to them. Fourth halacha. If someone gives tzedakah to the poor with an unpleasant countenance, he loses his merit. A person should always give to the poor with a very pleasant countenance, with happiness, and with a sense of commiseration with his fellow's troubles, and he should speak with him words of comfort. Fifth halacha. If a poor person asks a fellow for money, and the other does not have anything to give him, he should conciliate with words, and one should never scold a poor person, and certainly not raise his voice to him, and woe unto anybody who shames the poor. Sixth halacha. Someone who motivates others to give tzedakah, or compels them to do so, receives even greater reward than one who gives. Seventh halacha. There are 8 levels of charity, each one higher than the next. The highest level is to support a Jew who has fallen into poverty by giving him a present or a loan or entering into business with him, or to find him employment. This way he will not have to ask others for charity. Eighth halacha. Just less than this is giving tzedakah to poor people without knowing who they are, and without the poor people knowing who is giving, because this is a mitzvah for its own sake. The level close to this is giving to a kupa or a charity fund, but one should not give to a fund unless he knows that the people who manage it are trustworthy. Ninth halacha. A lower level than this is giving money to a poor person where the person knows who he is giving to, but the person receiving does not know who he is receiving from. Tenth halacha. A level lower than this is where the poor person knows who he is receiving from, but the donor does not know who he is giving to. 11th halacha. A level lower than this is giving to a poor person before he asks. 12th halacha. A level lower than this is giving to a poor person after he asks. 13th halacha. A lower level than this is giving to him less than what is appropriate, but doing so with a pleasant countenance. 14th halacha. A level lower than this is giving to him with sadness. 15th halacha. The great wise ones would give a coin to the poor before each prayer service. 16th halacha. The following things are considered giving charity. Giving money to one's sons or daughters once they've attained the age of majority and one is therefore no longer required to support them, so that in the case of the males, they will be able to learn Torah, and in the case of females, they'll be able to learn the proper upright path. Also, giving food to one's mother and father. Indeed, there is a preference for giving to relatives first. Anyone who feeds the poor and the orphans at his own table, he will call out to God and God will answer him, and he will derive pleasure from God. 17th halacha. The Chachamim state that the poor and orphans should be members of a person's household as opposed to servants. Indeed, whoever increases in servants increases in sin. But if the poor are members of his household, then every single hour he adds in merit and mitzvahs. 18th halacha. A person should always try to fend for himself rather than become a burden on the community. And here our sages commanded, make your Sabbaths weekdays, and do not appeal to people at large. If a well-known Torah scholar becomes poor, he should get a profession, even a degrading one, before he becomes a burden on the community. It would be better for him to skin animal carcasses rather than ask the community for food. And in fact, we see that there were many great sages who had various jobs. Some were woodchoppers, porters, water carriers, iron smelters, and makers of charcoal. 19th halacha. Anyone who does not need charity but deceives people and asks for charity will at some point come to a point where he needs charity. But by a similar token, if someone does need charity and refuses to take, he's considered a murderer. That is, he's liable for his own soul. But someone who needs to take and temporarily withholds from himself so that he does not become a burden on the community, he will not die until he himself becomes someone who supports others, meaning that he'll become wealthy. About such a person, the verse says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem. Blessed is the person who trusts in God.